This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Congress of the United States, the Senate, to be just a bit more precise, got back to work today. And right near the top of the legislative to-do list was whether to reinstate the emergency unemployment benefits that expired just before New Year's. And if so, how to pay for that without running up more debt. There's a key procedural vote scheduled in the Senate tonight, but here with a truism of the federal budgetary mechanism. These kinds of deals don't always deliver the savings they promised. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ganser starts us off.
The uncharitable call Congress's fancy budgetary footwork a shell game.
There's a con going on.
That's economist Donald Marin, a former economic advisor for George W. Bush, now at the Urban Institute. He says, okay, Congress isn't a bunch of cons, but its budget deals are pretty gimmicky. Like when Congress ignores a program's long-term costs, focusing only on short-term revenues.
So they'll show up and they'll appear to be helping to pay for whatever the program is you want to pursue, but it still means in the long run that we're going to lose money.
Now you see it, now you don't. That short-term thinking leads to itty-bitty deals, like the Senate's emergency unemployment extension, which would only last 3 months. Henrietta Trays is a budget expert at Height Analytics.
If it's only for 3 months, you can sort of slide it under the rug and you don't have to pay for it.
Just don't look under the rug. Some Washington wonks say these kinds of budget deals are inevitable right now. Harry Holzer teaches public policy at Georgetown. He says with some in Congress vowing to take huge bites out of the deficit, normal budget negotiations just aren't possible.
It often has to be a bit of a shell game to square with their very severe rhetoric on fiscal austerity right now.
So Congress gets to trumpet budget cuts, even if they vanish, with a wave of the hand. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Also on the Senate's agenda today, at some point, voting on whether to approve Janet Yellen to run the Fed come February 1st when Mr. Bernanke retires.